We work on the river from the source at the top end of Weird Hill all the way down to the sea and all the tributary systems in between. And we work with local people to improve the condition and the ecology of the river and to make it as natural as possible and for it to flow as well as possible under all circumstances.
And you sort of look at, I'm just sort of reading off your information here, you sort of look at pollution and water quality and that sort of thing, and you have volunteers that do a lot of work for you.
We have lots of volunteers. We do a lot of clear up in the river. We improve the water quality, we improve the habitat by doing bankside works, we improve the ability of fish to move around the system, and not just salmon and sea trout that come in from the sea, but also resident species that stay here all year round and who need different parts of the river and different conditions to sustain different parts of the life cycle. So it's important, as on the land, that the habitat they have is connected together, not chopped up into bits with obstructions that they can't pass very easily.
Super. And I notice you've got some graphics on stoneflies, mayflies, olive mayflies, true mayflies, and various other bugs and things that I would call creepy crawlies in the river. But obviously that's very important to the condition of the river, isn't it?
The bug life, if you want to call it that, is really important as an indicator of water quality. So you have certain species that are very intolerant of pollution, but you won't find in dirty water, but you do find in clean water. So the type of insect you find and the number of insects indicate whether the water quality is good or bad. And we work with local schools and local volunteers to monitor set points every month to see what they can find using a standard method called kick sampling. And that's scored and recorded and the records are held and the scores are monitored on a monthly basis. And if the scores go down, for example, St. Anne's School at South Church monitor the river at the Bishop's Palace, and they were getting scores of 7 and 8 last year, but this year they've been getting scores of 2 and 3. So therefore there's been a pollution incident that's continuing, and their sampling has alerted the Environment Agency to then investigate the cause of those reduction in insect numbers. So it's real science that the school children are doing and making a real contribution to looking after the river.
Well, not only are they making a contribution, they're actually learning about the ecology and the area as well, aren't they?
They're learning about the ecology, the area, they're learning about numbers, because they understand and talk about how the insects are scored, why they're scored, and how the information is used. So, you know, there's a lot of learning that you can get from the process, not just geography, but biology and maths as well. So it's, and it gets them outside and it gets them to next to the river to understand how the river works and what they can do through their parents and when they're older to make a difference themselves.
That's fantastic. Now, you do a lot of project work. I could see by your information here. Just give us an example of a project that you're working on at the moment.
We have just completed a fish pass on the river DNS, which is near Durham at Neville's Cross, and that is a bridge apron, and we have put concrete baffles on the bridge apron to create flow conditions to allow fish to cross over the bridge apron in all flow conditions so they can get past the bridge and further upstream. On the river DNS, we've put 7 fish passes on that river system, so we're now getting fish more regularly all the way to the top of that river, and improving the ecology of the river. If you have a succession of structures in the river, fish may get past under certain flow conditions, but cumulatively You know, if you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, the number of failures to get past just aggregates. So taking away all of these obstructions helps fish to repopulate areas that they can't easily get to. There are some structures on the Gornless as well. There's a weir at West Auckland that is an obstruction, but we're hoping to build a bypass channel in time around that to allow the fish to get past it without removing the weir, which is an historic feature of the village.
Well, that's fantastic. I can see that you do a lot of good work, and you're here all afternoon.
I am.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for talking to us, and well done with all the work that you do. And it's amazing that you never really get to hear about this. You know, people can come and talk to you, can't they, today? And you'll give them lots of information and lots of things that's going on.
Yes, please. We can give people lots of information, explain what we do. If people want to Google the Weir of Us Trust, we'll get to our website, which has got a lot of information on there, lots of photographs and contact details about how to get in touch with the Trust if you want to get involved to help make a difference on your river.
Because there's a lot of volunteering activities and that are required as well, isn't there?
We depend absolutely on volunteers, people giving their time to make a difference to the river, but also having a lot of fun and gain experience. And we're hoping to get funding through the Heritage Lottery Fund at some point to do a full river restoration on the River Gornless and give people volunteering opportunities, you know, where they live, and also training opportunities. We're particularly looking at land at South Church and at Oakley Green at West Auckland. We were hoping to involve the community in creating local nature areas whereby people can help the ecology in those areas and the river in those areas get to a better condition, but also make those areas better and more attractive for people to enjoy as well as wildlife.